The city of Somerville will be getting a new mayor. Joe Curtatone announced yesterday he will not seek a 10th term. Curtatone was first elected mayor in 2003 and is the longest-serving chief executive in Somerville's history. And he joins us now this morning. Good morning, Mayor Curtatone, and thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So for those people, Mayor, who didn't hear you make your announcement yesterday, explain the decision again, why you're not running.
Well, you know, there's no political calculus behind it. It's all personal. Although, like so many people, I'm tired because of COVID and everything. I'm not tired of the job. I love it. I could do it another 20 years. I don't think I should. I need to put everything I've got in these next 300 days to get this community through COVID, to get people, help people recover, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, to get our local economy to capture its economic wins prior to COVID. And set the community up for success and the next administration and mayor, whoever she or he may be. And it's going to take every ounce of energy I have. And I'm going to enjoy the next 300 days and give it everything I got until my last day of employment.
And what are you going to do after that? What do you envision? What's the plan?
Look, I honestly have no idea. And, you know, someone asked me, well, are you doing this to run for something? Look, there's no calculus in that of any kind of that sort. I will say, however, the fire inside me for doing public service has only been emblazoned more in the last year.
Well, let me ask you this, given what you just said. You have referred to early speculation that your decision to not run for re-election is a step toward running for governor as science fiction. But given the timing, given the fact that you just acknowledged you still have the fire in the belly for continuing a political career, it's not an unreasonable question to say that this is a step toward running for governor, isn't it?
No, it's certainly not unreasonable. Very candidly, to tell you that there is no calculus there. I wanted to always come to this moment feeling, having a certain feeling, and I will feel this when I leave this job 300 days, almost 300 days from now, is I'll be sad. I'm sad and emotional, but not in a bad way, you know? And look, yeah, those questions will go through my mind at the right time. You know, what is public service if I want to do that look like, and to what level and degree? I'll ask all those questions at the right time. It's not today, though.
Well, despite that, Mayor Curtatone, you have been, as we all know and as you know, you have been very critical of how Governor Baker has handled the coronavirus pandemic and the vaccine rollout. If you had been governor in this last year, what would you have done differently?
You know, I have also praised and credited the governor. This is not personal or political for me. I'm just trying to keep my community healthy, safe. And we've had, at best in Massachusetts, a patchwork approach. 351 municipalities told to have at it. Do what you think you need to do if you need to do more than me. Well, that's what you have. You school districts begging many, many months ago, saying, you know, help us understand to how we open schools and do it not only safely, but sustainably. And culminating even, again, in the vaccine announcement, there's never been a plan. You know, the administration set aside, abandoned decades of emergency preparedness planning, experience in administering flu vaccines. Why? Fourth highest COVID-19 death rate in the nation. Our ultimate goal is to keep people alive. And by all measurements and marks, we're failing on that one.
Mayor, let me close by going back to something that happened in your first term. Right after you took office back in 2004, there was a major snowstorm. You declared a snow emergency early. The city began ticketing and towing cars, and then it didn't snow. You know, we've seen political careers end over things like handling snowstorms. Did you at any point think, well, I guess I'm just going to be a one-term mayor. And what's your advice for the next mayor of Somerville?
I remember clear as it was happening this morning. I got out of bed. I walked to the window. I looked out the curtain. I was like, I won't tell you what I said. I said, oh, blank. Let's just put it that way. And almost simultaneously, my now late DPW commissioner called me. And before he said good morning, I said, before he said another word, I said, I hope there's 3 feet of snow coming in the next hour. I took a lot of heat, and rightfully so, and it's okay to apologize to people. I'll tell you what, Bob, after that, everybody moved their car on time.
Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone, thanks very much for speaking with Morning Edition. Good luck in the future.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.